From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush White House is fending off criticism that it cares more about the financial woes on Wall Street than Main Street, following the Federal Reserve's recent decision to help bail out the investment bank Bear Stearns. With the continuing financial turmoil on Wall Street, the question is, what steps will the next president take to avert panic and steady a shaky economy? John McCain's campaign issued a statement yesterday expressing confidence in the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Ben Bernanke. To find out more about how the Democratic candidates view the issue of federal intervention, we're joined by two economic advisors to the candidates. Gene Sperling is senior economic advisor to Senator Hillary Clinton. He was also the national economic advisor to President Bill Clinton. And Daniel Tarullo is a senior economic advisor to Senator Barack Obama. He was the assistant to President Clinton for international economic policy. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Now, Gene, I'm going to begin with you because Bear Stearns is based in New York. That's Hillary Clinton's home turf. Is this kind of federal intervention appropriate?
Well, what's not appropriate is to do any type of bailout or effort that's directed just to help well-off individuals who have taken bad risks. I do think one of the purposes for federal intervention can be to stop what can be a downward run. The question is, did the Fed do a good enough job, which they may have, without rewarding those who should not have been rewarded for bad decisions? The real question is, has the federal government done enough to prevent those same downward cycles in America's communities? So one of the reasons Senator Clinton's proposed a $30 billion fund for state and local governments is to empower more of the people on the ground, not just to deal with the larger foreclosure crisis, but to make sure those same downward spirals that you're trying to prevent for Bear Stearns, we're not unwilling to do for our local communities around the country.
Daniel Tarullo, in an interview with PBS this week, Senator Obama was asked what he would do as president to react to this kind of financial crisis. He said, "I think assisting J.P. Morgan Chase to purchase Bear Stearns was a sound decision, given that the alternative was probably Bear Stearns going under, which could have triggered a domino effect in the market." In the reading of that, are we to assume that Barack Obama thinks federal intervention is at times appropriate?
Well, I think Senator Obama follows the following principles in confronting a situation such as we have now. First, it is essential that the government take aggressive and appropriate action to stabilize the financial system in a time of enormous churning and uncertainty. Second, though, he thinks it critical that the government at each step of the way make sure that any actions taken are in the interest of taxpayers and the American people, not in the interests of shareholders of financial institutions. Third, he does believe that the big task that has been unfulfilled to date is stabilizing the mortgage market on the ground. And that's why he has joined with Senator Dodd, the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, to support legislation that would provide federal guarantees for mortgages at lower actual market values in order to stop foreclosures and to put a floor under the downward spiral of housing prices in America.
Now, voters who are looking at these two candidates, trying to make a tough decision and are concerned about the economy, look at these two candidates and try to figure out how much daylight is there really between them on key issues, on key economic issues. Daniel, what is the primary thing that distinguishes Barack Obama from Hillary Clinton in offering a prescription for a shaky economy?
Well, I think Senator Obama early on made very clear that he was going to focus on straightforward efforts to deal with middle-class squeeze, such as through his tax plan, which would put additional money in the hands of middle-class and elderly taxpayers. And while Senator Clinton certainly has a number of proposals which are oriented in the same general direction, Senator Obama has tried to make his a clear, understandable, straightforward proposal by simplifying the process of filing taxes and by making sure that the middle class has reduced taxes and indeed is going to get a credit for interest they pay on their mortgages, even if they don't itemize. So while there are many areas of similarity, there are, I think, some differences of approach.
Gene, the key thing that distinguishes Senator Clinton from Senator Obama in offering a prescription for the economy?
I think the main difference has been that Senator Clinton has been out early and often with more of a systemic response to what is a systemic mortgage and housing crisis. She called very early for strengthening the FHA, early for a foreclosure timeout. She went to Wall Street and called for a policies of shared responsibility, acknowledging that everyone from homeowners to Wall Street had shared in the responsibility of this problem, but that Wall Street shared had a particularly large share and that everyone, particularly Wall Street, was going to have to be part of the solution. When she called for a 90-day freeze on foreclosures, and when she called on a voluntary freeze in interest rate for adjustable rate subprime, that was at least an effort to start dealing with this systemically. I don't think that Senator Obama has been as aggressive or systemic in dealing with this. He's tended to criticize her proposals.
Well, I think that's probably more than a little unfair to Senator Obama. Well before he was running for president, after he'd been elected to the Senate, he had a legislative proposal to deal with problems of predatory lending and improper mortgage lending, number one. Number two, he last year identified what may still be the next area of problems in the credit market, which is to say credit card receivables and securitized credit card receivables, and had a proposal to deal with excessive improper lending in that area as well. It is true that Senator Clinton had a voluntary proposal for there to be adjustments in mortgages. The Bush administration did have a voluntary proposal to deal with adjustments in mortgages as well. But I think at this juncture, Senator Clinton also appears to agree with the proposition that we need legislation of the sort that Senator Dodd and Representative Frank are sponsoring.
We could go on, but we'll have to leave it at there, gentlemen. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Daniel Tarullo is a senior economic advisor to Senator Barack Obama. Gene Sperling is a senior economic advisor to Senator Hillary Clinton.